Hello and welcome to Background Briefing. I'm Ian Masters, and today we'll examine a number of stories in the news. We'll begin, in fact, with the major story, which is today's elections in Mexico. We will begin with a spokesperson for Yo Soy 132, the student movement that began as a reaction to Mexico's media monopoly's promotion of the pre-presidential candidate Peña Nieto. Paula Santoyo, who emceed last night's massive silent protest in the Zócalo, joins us. Then we will speak with Dr. Andre Dorsey Ramos, who is a lecturer at the Communications Science Department in the Universidad Autónoma Metropolitana in Mexico and is the ombudsman for Public Broadcasting Channels 22. We will discuss the flagrant political bias of Mexico's media monopolies and how much the alternative media used by Yo Soy 132 is penetrating the political landscape. Then George Grayson, the author of The Executioner's Men, Los Zetas, Rogue Soldiers, Criminal Entrepreneurs, and the Shadow State They Have Created, joins us to discuss the impact of the bloody and brutal war on drugs on Mexico's election. Then finally, Anne-Marie O'Connor joins us. She writes for The Washington Post from Mexico City, and we will discuss the unlikely possibility of an upset victory by the PRD candidate, López Obrador, who she recently profiled in The Washington Post. Joining us now is Paula Santoyo, who is a university student studying economics at ITAM in Mexico City. She's been with the Yo Soy 132 movement from the beginning and was the MC at last night's massive silent protest in the Zócalo. Welcome to Background Briefing, Paula Santoyo.
Hello, how are you doing? Hello to everyone in your auditorium. I've got to say, right now we're hosting this thing called Room of Peace. There's about 50 of us, and we're all equipped with computers monitoring the election to make sure we effectively communicate all the irregularities or any, you know, breaches of the law to the authorities and to the global media.
So already there's been reports that the PAN have accused the PRI of giving away, I think, 9,500 prepaid gift cards to voters. Is that one of the violations going on?
Yes, and it's not just that the PRI is buying or has been buying for the last month an enormous amount of votes. Even today, in Mexico, we have this thing called veda electoral, in which there's a law that states that no one is allowed to make any pronunciation during the day of the election or the 3 days before that. And today, just before voting, Peña Nieto's addressed an audience, and I mean, that's breaking the law, and he instructed people to vote for the PRI. And we're having other incidents as well. There's been 3 reported deaths in other states of Mexico, and already risks of votes being, like, the whole casilla, the whole place. This is happening in Tamaulipas. They're stealing all the votes, not just one or two. I mean, the whole infrastructure there, all the votes. It's really dramatic. And, it's just the beginning. We're hoping to catch all these people. Actually, we're using hashtag. We're using Twitter obsessively to report all this. And we're using this hashtag called I Caught You, 132. Te caché 132.
So tell us, Paula Santoyo, since you've been with the Yo Soy 132 student movement from the beginning, that it was created, I understand, in response to an appearance by the pre-candidate Peña Nieto at a student meeting where he was roundly booed by the students, but the coverage on television ignored all of this. And then a group of students did a YouTube where they basically, the 131 of them, and said, no, we this actually happened, and we are the ones that did it, and this is true. And then you, the extra letter, 132, can join the movement. Is that a brief description of it?
Yeah, that's a brief description. Actually, we were all very eager, you know, listening to this interview, well, this appearance of Peña Nieto at Universidad Iberoamericana, which is, we have to say, is really like a posh school, it's private, and you wouldn't expect, you know, these students to be so active politically, I mean, yeah? So we were listening to this interview, and suddenly, well, these people were, all these students were organized, but also there was like personal inclination, you know, like they just wanted to say out loud that they didn't agree with him or what he had done before, mainly accusing him of what he did in Apenco in 2006, huge repression, social repression. So it was this that happened first, and then they threw him out of the university basically because he said he was using the force of the state to maintain peace, and all his actions were, you know, perfectly legal, and he was doing nothing wrong. So the students threw him out, and then what was absolutely infuriating was that the president of the party, of the PRI, called and said that these were not students, they were trained people from the left party, the PRD, and they were trained and they weren't students at Ibero. So all the students and the friends I know, they were there, they couldn't believe it. And this was being, you know, like world, like, well, not world news, but national news. Like, no, nothing happened. Peña Nieto had a really successful visit here at the university. And these people that started shouting at him are not representative. So it was not just that. So the students first did this video, this 131 students. And then what happened is that the PRI started threatening them. So the other private universities, such as mine, ITAM, we started, you know, communicating with our friends from Ibero and saying, okay, we're going to support you and we're not going to let this happen. And not just the threats, but also, well, I'm telling you that nationally, like, people didn't know about it. In Twitter, we found out, obviously, but most adults didn't know about it and just read the news, the papers, and they all said, oh, really successful visit, and everything's going perfect. So we were furious, and we started, you know, pointing at these two media, well, it's a monopoly.
Televisa and Azteca.
Right. So, and we started pointing at them because it was them that were manipulating the truth, and they were not, you know, letting people know that we were doing this. We were standing up and we were shouting, we don't want this regime back in our country. Sure. So that's how it started, and after that, all the universities joined up, and it was not. It started with us shouting at Peña Nieto for what he had done, but I think what really joined us and what really gave, you know, momentum to this movement was the fact that we didn't want media to manipulate us, and we want them to say the truth, you know, to speak the truth.
Well, of course, there's an irony here that the PRI ruled Mexico for almost the exact amount of time that the Communist Party of the Soviet Union ruled the Soviet Union, and they used exactly the same techniques in terms of media control, although Mexico is nominally, supposedly a free and democratic society. Tell us again, Paula Santoyo is a university student studying economics at ITAM in Mexico City, and she's been with the Yo Soy 132 student movement from the beginning and was the MC at last night's massive silent protest in the Zocalo. Tell us about what happened last night in the Zocalo.
Well, last night was truly a really emotional experience. We started from Tlatelolco, which is a huge plaza that was sort of host to the 1968 student movement here in Mexico, and where in October of 1968, There was a huge repression, and lots of students were killed. And also in those days, well, obviously, the news was completely manipulated. So we started off at that plaza, sort of remembering this students. And then we continued along to Televisa, to the headquarters of Televisa. And there, it was unbelievable because there were policemen, as never before, like three rows surrounding the whole building because they were so afraid we would do something. They took off all the propaganda surrounding the building, and it was just the building there stripped, and lots of students shouting with... And not just shouting, but they started shouting there because they were absolutely furious at the network, you know. But after that, we decided we would take this route to Zócalo in absolute silence. So we made sort of formations with candles, all in, you know, in a single line. And we started marching slowly to Zócalo. When we arrived, we were also joined by people from Atenco, which is this place I told you about that was seriously repressed in 2006. And all these people, which are, you know, like, they're not students. They're actually grown-ups that have been fighting since 2006 because they wanted to put an airport in their land, and they wanted to take their land, and they refused, and for that they were killed. So yesterday they were with us, and we were all, you know, absolutely silent. We're all with candles and fire, and it was just so emotive and so inspiring. And we started entering Zócalo thinking, okay, we won't be that many, but it's enough. But we couldn't believe our eyes, because when we started surrounding the flag, we saw people coming and coming and coming. It is said, this is not an official number, but about 200,000 people there. And everyone was silent, just waiting for us to, you know, give a speech or something. And we couldn't believe what we were seeing. The images are just appalling, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, Paula, I'm afraid we've run out of time today, but I really appreciate you joining us and telling us about the movement that you're a part of, and the extent to which you're trying to break through the controlled media in Mexico to get your message out. We really appreciate your joining us.
And, well, I want to thank you and all your audience for hearing us and for putting your eyes in Mexico during this day. It is very important for us to have media from other countries or just citizens concerned with, you know, the speaking the truth. And, you know, we hope this election goes smoothly and we have the president that we actually voted for.
Again, I thank you for joining us. Paula Santoyo is a university student studying economics at ITAM in Mexico City. She's been with the Yo Soy 132 movement from the beginning and was the MC at last night's massive silent protest in the Zócalo. We're going to take a brief station break and we'll be back talking further about Mexico's media monopolies.